Welcome back to Creative Conversations with Dr. Sue. I'm Dr. Sue, and here we are talking to Kwan Foy, best-selling novelist, publisher, and I bet at some point in your life you thought that was impossible.
But like your theme song says, nothing is impossible.
That's right.
See, and I'm living proof of that. I am the embodiment of the statement, nothing is impossible.
And why is that true?
Because I went from he'll never be published to, okay, he can't do it again, to God, he's the best in the game.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what was it inside you that got you to do that? You know, most people, they get rejection. They lie down and they die. They don't try again. But something inside you was different.
Because when people tell me and they're so convinced that I can't do something, mm-hmm. it motivates me. It really, really motivates me. People looked at my first manuscript, Gangsta, mm-hmm. and the unedited. They got it the same way Vicky got it. But what mm-hmm. they told me was, you'll never get this published. This is garbage. Mm-hmm. There's no market for what you're writing. Mm-hmm. Vicky said, hey, I like it. I'll give you a shot. What do you want to do? And it's still selling like it's new.
Wow. That's because she saw and she trusted her own gut. She trusted her own instinct. She trusted it. And you just kept on going. Was there some kind of voice in your head that said, hey, I'm good. I don't care what they think.
Yep.
They're wrong.
Yep.
And where is that voice? Is that from your mother, your father? Where'd you get that kind of voice?
That's Eddie.
Who's Eddie?
My alter ego.
Who's your alter ego?
Eddie Mush.
Eddie Mush. Who is Eddie?
Eddie Mush is my alter ego. Eddie Mush is who I become when I write the stories. And when I slip out of my own skin.
Oh,
and I get into the skin of the characters.
Oh.
When I, you know what I mean? Eddie Mush. People champ.
Oh, that is.
Legend in the streets.
Eddie Mush. You know, I got the same alter ego.
Do you?
I do, because it's like there's me, the scared. Little Susie, you know, the little girl who gets scared, who gets embarrassed, who cries, who's like, other people are right and I'm wrong and I have to ask other people for things. Uh-huh. And then there's Dr. Sue.
Hey.
And Dr. Sue is wise and confident and gives me advice. And that's it's like I have an alter ego too.
Makes sense to me.
You know, we need that. And it's like some people can hear it from their parents. You know, their parents gave them all that encouragement. But a lot of people, they don't have that. So you've got to be your own mother, your own father. You have to create that wonderful person, that parent. You got to do it for yourself.
That's the gospel as I know it.
That's it. And, you know, and we're also talking about inspiration. So I want to ask you, you know, in terms of, do you listen to music to inspire you?
Yeah.
What kind of music you listen to?
It depends on what I'm doing.
Me too. I like to play some of my favorite music for our listeners. The great Ray Charles with B.B. King. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
All right, all right. Good Ray Charles. You know, nowadays, a lot of youth are listening to rap music, which is not my generation. You know, I don't.
Right.
It's not my. But they like it. And I thought, you know, why don't we talk a little bit about that? What do you think about today's rap music?
I have mixed emotions about rap music. Overall, I think, like, the whole hip-hop movement, the culture, the poetic statement that it makes, I love it. I embrace it. I relish it. I encourage everybody else to embrace it. But at the same time, you have to be conscious of what you are saying. You know what I mean? And if you're going to say certain, I'm not telling you don't rap about whatever you want to rap about. Whatever you rap about, that's cool. But if a child asks you why you said what you said, be willing to take the time out to explain it to him and to speak to him or her and say, well, look, this is what I'm just saying. I'm just saying this is something that I might have went through or something that people are going through. I'm not telling you to go out there and do this. But, like, overall, I love rap music. I love it. I dig it. I dug it.
Do you think the rap artists have responsibility? I mean, some of their lyrics, you know, I've heard now because of my students, I am more acquainted with rap than I used to be. And I've heard rap that is very clever, I mean, quite brilliant poetically. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, you know, there's like secret codes, some of these words. You've got to explain them to me. They're very interesting.
Oh, they're like codes to you. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
To me, they're codes. I mean, it's like one of them, he used the word nugget. I said, oh, you mean like gold nugget? He said, no, that means head. So it was like a...
That means head.
That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what the word means in the song. It means head.
That don't mean head.
Well, that's what he told me. I don't know any better. I said, okay. So...
Skull is head.
Well, but this is... I'm just...
Brains.
I don't know. So yeah. Now look, you said you have different meanings from different people. Because he said this, you said that. So some of it is that way. And then some of it I found very disturbing. You know, especially they have some lyrics about women, you know, slap her and, you know, all this stuff.
I should have bought my NWA CD up here for you.
Yeah.
We could have rocked that during the show.
We will do another show. We will do another show. What do you know, but some of the violence, I mean, it bothers me. And then, you know, there's a whole variety. And speaking of that, I mean, your books have... plenty of violence.
Can't get enough. A good wholesale murder.
Wholesale murder. Your books are full of wholesale. So what do you think about the violent contents of your books? I mean, it opens with a murder, and then it just...
Motive. Principle, actually. I changed it from motive to principle. Principle. Yeah. Well, murder and violence are a part of everyday life. You know what I mean? It's like it becomes different when you're glorifying it as opposed to when you're just saying, hey, this is what's going on. You know what I mean? If you're glorifying and saying, yeah, I murder and I like it, then you're wrong. If you're saying, hey, people are dying or X, Y, and Z, or so on and so forth, stay away from that type of environment, then, you know, understand it. Like I said, there's a difference between glorifying and just putting out what's already out there.
Yeah. I mean, and someone could read it and just go, well, you know, I myself want to lead a law-abiding life, but I like to escape into a fantasy world where I could do this stuff and get away with it.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, if music or books does that for you and, you know, that's your forte, knock yourself out.
Yeah. I mean, I did the same thing because, I mean, I wrote my own musical, Boulevard X.
Boulevard X,
which I showed you. And there's a lot of violence in that. I mean, there's killing in it. There's a lot of stuff like that. Do I live like that? No. But it's a way for me to express maybe some of my fantasies. You know, so
it's exciting
and it's handled, a lot of it's handled with humor, you know, so it's like it's, and speaking of rap, I mean, I have to tell you, I wrote a rap song.
Yeah.
I wrote a rap song. Now, you may not think it's rap. I wrote a rap. I want to say a little bit of it.
Let me hear it, Dr. Sue. Let me spit 16 right quick.
Here we go. It's called Herman Crab.
Herman Crab.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Once upon a dateless Saturday night, I was reading the personal ads. They all sounded like Mr. Wright's successful college grads. And among all the professionals, lawyers, accountants, docs, one ad sounded sincere. I wrote to the post office box. A week passed. I got a phone call from someone named Herman Crab. We arranged to meet for drinks. I took his address, called a cab. Herman Crab. Now the rest of the song is how I wound up dating this crab.
Go ahead, Dr. Sue. Yeah, I'm Dr. Sue. Pick 16 on him, Dr. Sue. Herman Crabb.
Herman Crabb. We got to take a break. I think we're
already
ready for it. So we're going to be back. Come back after the break. Creative Conversations with Dr. Sue and Quan Ford.